Hi, Jamie Davis from Health Tech Weekly and the Tech Podcast Network here at CES 2015 in Las Vegas. And I'm here in the MakerBot booth. And you might wonder, what does 3D printing have to do with health technology? Well, I'm here with Jen Howard. And Jen, you know, we talked a little bit by email about some of these things, including the RoboHand project, because MakerBot and 3D printing isn't just making toys and geeks in basements printing odd things.
It's definitely not. So this is actually a RoboHand. It was created in 2013, early 2013, by two inventors, one who lived in Seattle, Washington, and one who was in South Africa. And they were 10,000 miles apart, and they were collaborating, trying to make prosthetic fingers, because the gentleman in South Africa had actually lost some of his fingers in a woodworking accident. And they couldn't hit upon the right material and the right technique. So when they started 3D printing on their MakerBot Replicator desktop 3D printer, they actually had a working prototype in 3 days. And the exciting part was that they were 10,000 miles apart, but they could email the file back and forth, and they could actually make the exact same thing, even though they were so far away from each other. So that was really exciting. You're seeing more and more, like we have a little sneak peek at a skeleton that's coming that our designers have created. But that's more for the classroom, so learning about medical techniques and what you can do. But we have doctors and surgeons every day that are using MRI and CAT scans, and they're actually modeling parts of the body, so the heart, before they go and do surgery. So they actually can model and 3D print the chambers of the heart, and they know where the abnormalities are, thank you. And they actually have a patient on the table for less time. So they actually say that it saves people's lives. It's pretty important.
Yeah, it is really, I think what people don't understand is how things like 3D printing aren't just this new technology that's out there, but it is really making a very real difference in people's lives.
It's a huge difference. So we have doctors like at the University of Michigan that saved a baby's life because he needed a stent put into his trachea, and they actually used flexible filament and they 3D printed a stent. And we're seeing organs in different areas of bodies being 3D printed. I know an orthopedic surgeon who is using 3D printing to look at new ways of doing shoulder surgery and shoulder replacement surgery. So it's advancing really quickly, and it's a really exciting part of 3D printing.
And MakerBot's really right in the middle of that, really just trying to take the lead and help develop these continuing growth in the space.
Well, what having a MakerBot Replicator 3D printer on your desktop does is that it allows you to iterate and innovate at a much quicker and more affordable pace. So say you're a scientist and you're looking for a new solution for a medical device or something, or you're a technician that works in a hospital and you need to fix a really important piece of equipment and you can't wait 3 weeks for that to come back. So having a MakerBot allows you to make those changes and make those products in a matter of hours versus weeks.
It's really amazing. Now, where can people find out more about MakerBot and what everything you guys are doing? Because I know that 3D printing is still not an everyday household term, but I think it will be before we know it.
Right. So, well, anybody can go to MakerBot.com and learn more about our products and what we do. We have a great blog. It's MakerBot.com/blog. That has all of our news and information on it. But it's really important to note that you're right, 3D printing is kind of where computing was in the 1980s. It's been around for 30 years, but it's just getting started. So if you think about the 1980s, computers were going into schools, they were going into businesses, and they were going into homes. And that's what's happening with 3D printing right now. It's still at the very early stages, and it's going to be really exciting to see where it goes.
Great. Well, you know, we're going to see a lot more innovation coming out of 3D printing and in this whole space. MakerBot's going to be leading the charge. So you stay tuned to Health Tech Weekly and HTWeekly.com for more segments about how 3D printing impacts people's lives in a very real way. And of course, follow all of our continuing coverage here at CES 2015 over at TPN.tv.